to the party. Now, this is one that everybody at the party I know will sing along. 7:39, Chum and Tom Rivers Show. Stars on 45. Here's the medley. I told you the people here at the party really like that song, Stars on 45. Do the medley at Chum and the Party. Hug Day. Mother's Day party, 7:43, and I'm Tom Rivers. It's plus 9 degrees, heading for a high today of plus 17. Traffic problems this morning. Avoid the area around the Holiday Inn at Dufferin and the 401, because they had a fire there early this morning. Dick Smythe will tell you all about it today, but just stay out of the area, because there's a lot of problems.
Bob Dwyer, Rivo.
See your mother over there, Roach. Looks just like you.
Yeah, except she wears two earrings. I only wear one.
What are you giving her for Mother's Day?
I'm going to give her some expensive surprise perfume, man.
Expensive perfume, Roach?
I'll say, man, those guys who make the perfume are almost as greedy as the oil company.
Is that right?
Yeah. Perfume cost me $1.40 a gallon.
The countdown is on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And here they come, a crowd of hungry business people. My word, looks like they've had a tough morning. But the Steak and Burger team is taking care of business now. The lunch orders have been placed. Just look at those smiles. The Steak and Burger team has done it again. A new record for outstanding service. What do you say, Steak and Burger?
Oh, how we spoil you.
Now, what's this that's taking place? Right before my very eyes, the Steak and Burger team is balancing trays of refreshing beverages. Just look at that coordination. Not an ice cube, but a place. Another remarkable performance from the Steak and Burger team. Come on, champs. Tell us your secrets.
Oh, how we spoil you.
As lunchtime draws to a close, the final event is underway. A friendly Steak and Burger waitress is presenting a check to a group of businessmen. And it's a perfect delivery. What's this? The entire group is smiling at the bill, nodding their heads in agreement. Steak and Burger, you've done it again. A new record for affordable business lunches. Want to get spoiled at lunch? Visit Steak and Burger today.
They find lost buttons and sew them on, cook our favorite meals, and balance the family budget. For the thousands of things they do, Zellers salutes the mothers of Canada with a special pre-Mother's Day offer. Now through May 9th, when you buy a delicious turkey dinner at the Skillet in Zellers, we'll give your mother or wife a turkey dinner free. That's right, buy one turkey dinner and get one free for your mother or wife. So treat the one you love to a meal she'll love. Compliments of Zellers and the Canadian Turkey Board. It's the least we can do for all they've done for us.
I'm not too sure what's about to happen, but I believe, all 20 members of the Metro and Area Datsun Dealers Association are gathered here to answer an important question.
Gentlemen, do you take this Datsun pledge of care for every customer, rich or poor, to make no unreasonable promises, and to welcome all Datsuns home for service in summer as in winter, in spring and in fall?
Yes, we do!
That was the Metro and Area Datsun Dealers Association saying,
yes, we do!
7:45. I see the Pope is here. He's going to be visiting Switzerland next month. Says he might even climb the Alps. I bet he comes back down with numbers 11 through 20.
Baby, I'ma want you.
Boy, I haven't heard that song in a long time. David Gates from 1050 Chum. Baby, I'ma want you. 7:48, Tom Rivers, plus 9 degrees. The Swami and his Menagerie Mystical Tour is coming up next.
Toronto, now's the time to start feeling 7-Up. Because right now, if you collect 6 cap liners from family-sized bottles of 7-Up, you can save $2 on the regular admission price to any Famous Players or 20th Century Theatre in Ontario from Monday to Thursday. But hurry, this special movie offer only lasts until June 25th, 1981. So look for details when you buy 7-Up and save $2 at the movies.
Sergio Valente, Sergio Valente, Sergio Valente.
Giorgio Valente, jeans for the way you live and love.
At the haircutting place, we train our staff at our own school to cut hair right the first time naturally, with a look that's full and clean and natural, and a style that looks great for weeks to come. The Precision Scissor Cut, only at the haircutting place at Simpsons.
It's a nice surprise at the haircutting place.
At Simpsons.
10 minutes to 8 o'clock. Enter and sign in, please. Good party! Ladies! Away from the salad bar. Thank you. It's I, Swami Rivers, the great sister from the East, Halifax. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ladies, back over by the poached salmon. Here we go. Gotta go to work. Got three envelopes this morning. The first one comes from Swami's mailbag. The answer is Glad Garbage Bag. Glad Garbage Bag. What do you call a garbage bag full of grass? Whoa! Thank you, Lucy Ferrix of Mitchell, Ontario, for sending that in to the Swami. For your efforts, you are going to receive an official, highly coveted Swami Rivers T-shirt. We'll mail you one. If you have something to send to the Swami, remember, no Indiana. I mean that. Send it to Swami Rivers Mailbag, care of Chum, 1331 Young Sheep. Toronto, Ontario, Canada, M4T, two are going, one is staying. Okay, must be moving along. Second envelope this morning. The answer is a Mother's Day card. A Mother's Day card. What did Joe Clark send to his father yesterday? Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I must point out at this point in the program that I, Swami Rivers, will be dropping by during the party later on this morning. Final envelope, because we really must be running now. The answer is Peter Sutcliffe, Rodney Dangerfield, and the Holiday Inn. Peter Sutcliffe, Rodney Dangerfield, and the Holiday Inn. Name a choker, a joker, and a smoker. Ladies, come on! Follow me, ladies. We really must be going. Thank you, Mr. Kevin. Thank you, Larry Gagman. Thank you, Miss Rivers, for the use of your poached salmon. We'll be stopping back.
Right, ladies. That's we've never really had a talk before, a conversation of any kind. Yeah? Well, I went to college. Yeah. Excuse me a second, ladies. Swami Rivers, ladies. Go over and help yourself to salad bar. The Swami himself is hanging around the party this morning. We should hear from him after 8 o'clock. It's 7:56 on the Tom Rivers Show. Hello. It's Fran, the cafeteria lady. Hang on a second. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I will. Bye. Fran just wanted to remind everybody at the party this morning that a smoked salmon is from the Holiday Inn.
Ontario, yours to discover. 131 perfect playgrounds. There's a spot in a provincial park waiting just for you. Save your space in the sun and reserve a campsite. Leave the crowds behind or bring your own. Experience Ontario's natural splendors. Pick out a park and pick up the phone. A simple phone call to the park of your choice will save you a campsite and allow you to arrive relaxed to enjoy the parks at your leisure. The choice is wild. Whitewater canoeing or fishing for fun.
Hey, Dad, I got one.
Bird watching, rock climbing, wolf howls, and lazy days on the beach. For more information on Ontario's wide open provincial parks and how to reserve, call us collect 416-965-4008. Ontario. There's a space just waiting for you, yours to discover.
Bungalow for sale, it's a Willowdale dream.
Call the Star Super Sellers.
Got a handyman special just south of Queens.
Call the Star Super Sellers. The Star is the one for super seller classifieds with a 7-day package at super low rates. If your ad works in 2 days, you only pay for 2 days. If you need more than a week, you get that for half price. Call Toronto Star Classifieds for details.
Call the Star Super Sellers.
368-3611.
Make Star Super Sellers work for you.
All aboard, feel the welcome. Trains are friendly, trains are fun. See the sights, save some money. Trains make sense for everyone.
Feel like a taste of the Big Apple? Well, New York City's waiting for you. And so's a whole new way to get there. The Maple Leaf. The sleek, ultra-modern train service, jointly operated by VIA and Amtrak, departs Union Station daily at 9.05 a.m. and arrives at Grand Central in New York at 8.05 p.m. Now that's convenience. The fare's as low as $105 return. Now that's economy. So call your travel agent or VIA.
Take it easy when you're traveling. Take it easy. Take the train.
7:58.
Excuse me, Mr. Rivers.
Yes?
Could I borrow a quarter, please?
Okay, here you go. What are you going to do, play the jukebox?
Yeah, I thought I'd play a jukebox song I haven't heard in a while.
What one is it? What's the number?
D-C-5.
Here they come again.
Welcome back to the party for the 1050 Chum Jukebox DC5. Catch us if you can at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's the Friday Hug Day party for Mother's Day. I'm Tom Rivers. We have to clear the studio to make room for Dick Smythe in the 8 o'clock news. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody who hangs around now, we'll be going over to the Holiday Inn.
Boom.
Quiets them right down.
Good morning,
Dick. How are you, sir?
Hey, it's a beautiful morning. It's going to be a nice day today. Not so bad weekend, although it's going to turn cloudy tomorrow and probably will rain on Sunday, but it is going to be warm anyhow. Henderson has sports, the Flames stayed alive, and the Jays beat the Indians. My commentary this morning is on Mother's Day. You didn't forget that Sunday is Mother's Day, did you? Traffic, a couple of problems. Bathurst south of Eglinton and the 401 at Kennedy. Also, if you're jumping the pond today, there's more labor problem at Heathrow Airport in London. On the day after the Inn on the Park inquest made its recommendations after the tragic fire there, there has been a second serious hotel fire in town. A smoky three-alarm blaze hit the Yorkdale Holiday Inn about 4 this morning. It's out now. Nobody was hurt or killed, and indeed many of the 150 people or so who had to flee the hotel regarded it as something of a lark. Richard Maxwell's just back from the fire, and he's in the studio with me now. Is the hotel going to be open today? I'm thinking of people maybe who are coming into Toronto for the weekend, had reservations there, that sort of thing.
Well, people will be allowed back into the rooms a little later on, so that would indicate the hotel will be staying open. I did notice quite a number of people at the hotel lobby reception desk checking out. I don't know whether that was because they planned to leave at that time or because they wanted to get some sleep or whether they were worried about another fire, but I did see about 5 or 6 people getting ready to check out, but I'm pretty sure the hotel mm-hmm. will be staying open today.
You talked to some of the guests. How did they react?
They just thought it was just one of those things. You know, there isn't too much they can do about it, and they, since nobody was injured, they were drinking coffee, just sitting around the lobby and having a good time. They were even joking about it, saying,
sort of, you know, your average hotel fire.
That's right. You know, this happens all the time, you know. It was just strange that it happened the day after the Inn in the Park inquest, and I guess that was still on a lot of people's minds, but when something like this happens, a lot of people think, well, this isn't really happening. It's just a false alarm. Somebody's playing a joke, pulling the fire alarm, but as soon as they start seeing people run down the hallways, and they realize that there really is something. I spoke to Tom Tucker. He's visiting from England, and he was one of the guests who was forced to evacuate.
About what time did it happen?
I was told it was about 4:30, because I haven't got my watch on. That's when I heard the alarm. Just grabbed the kids and got out.
What floor were you on?
4. Just come down the stairs.
Is there a lot of smoke or anything?
A little bit of smoke in the at the desk, and you could smell it. It's electrical fire of some kind.
What's the traffic situation up around Yorkdale, Richard?
Apparently there is one problem by the Holiday Inn. The traffic is cut off to heavy trucks there, and the TTC says the Caledonia bus has been rerouted to Orphis Road. Bridgeland is closed at Dufferin, and that's about it.
Okay, thank you. Richard Maxwell, just back from the scene of a three-alarm fire at the Inn in the Park at Yorkdale today. However, it was not that serious. The hotel probably is going to reopen, and nobody was hurt or killed. How about that inquest on the Inn in the Park fire, the one we mentioned at the top of the news? Well, the jury made 35 recommendations recommendations, some of the key ones. The fire marshal should do all hotel fire inspections. Right now, the liquor license board does it in licensed premises. Fire alarms should never be turned off. Guests should be given fire instructions when they register. There should be a public address system. Hotel employees should attend special fire safety classes. Large hotels should appoint a fire safety officer. Now, this is all very nice. The fact is that the recommendations of coroner's juries are almost never implemented. There are numerous cases. One of the most flagrant is the escalators at the Sheraton Center, where three people have plunged to their deaths. An inquest 3 years ago, I think it was, suggested that the escalators be enclosed. Nothing has been done, and when you ask people at the Sheraton about it, they give you that blank expression. There are 826,000 unemployed in Canada. That is down 41,000 from the previous month. Statistics Canada ground out the monthly figures this morning. What's particularly encouraging is the fact that the biggest improvement was in the 15 to 24 age group, particularly among students. I guess you've heard about the Bank of Canada rate by now. It hit a red-hot 18.71 yesterday, prompting the banks to jump to a prime rate of 19.5. To hear Gerald Bowie of the Bank of Canada tell it, it's all our fault. He says there has to be discipline in the marketplace. He says, in effect, if we stop buying everything in sight, prices and inflation will come down. But there is some good to the interest rate situation. You may be paying very big bucks to borrow money, but you can also make some very big bucks on savings and investments. For example, some banks are paying as much as 15% on ordinary daily interest savings accounts, and you can do much better in other forms of investment. My boss is not much of a memo writer, but now and then he takes to the typewriter, and he got upset yesterday over all the doom and gloom that he hears in the news. And he makes some points that I think are worth passing on. Sure, 12% inflation is bad, but it might be 30%, he says, if it wasn't for government policies. Sure, we're paying $1.50 for gasoline, but it's $4 a gallon in Britain. And he points out something I guess you forget about as you bang away at your typewriter with an expensive watch on one wrist, an expensive bracelet on the other, an expensive car parked out in the parking lot. He says, these are things we should all be thinking about as we take off for a weekend at the cottage, or a dinner at our favorite restaurant, or on our next trip to Spain or Mexico. Can't really argue with that. I'm going up to the lake this weekend, and my wife is leaving today for Las Vegas. So right on, Mr. W., right on. 8:05 on Chum. Nice day today. 10 degrees downtown. CBC technicians sabotaged coverage of last night's NHL semifinal again last night, and the network has responded by locking out the technicians. A spokesman for the union says the CBC is out of its mind. There could be a strike by school bus drivers in the Halton region on Monday. They'd staged a strike last November. There was an agreement to go to arbitration. It never did, and the union has set a deadline of 5 o'clock this afternoon for an agreement. There's been an outbreak of typhoid at the Don Jail. Two prisoners have it. They've been transferred to St. Michael's Hospital. Tropical storm in May. That's very unusual, but there it is, Arlene by name, sweeping across eastern Cuba and parts of Jamaica, and it could hit the Bahamas this weekend. In Salem, Oregon, a man barged into a bar where people were dancing and let loose with a pistol. He killed three people and injured 20. Nine of the wounded were hurt critically. Nobody knows why, but the crazy has been identified as Lawrence Moore of Lyons, Oregon. The latest on the case of the Lady Di tapes, as you know, there's a huge hoo-ha over recordings of telephone conversations between Prince Charles and Lady Di. A West German court has banned the publication of transcripts of the tapes by a Munich magazine, and Prince Charles' lawyers say the transcripts are phony. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, Jeannie Becker with an interesting story about the McLaughlin Planetarium. Right now it is 8:07, and next a commentary on Mother's Day on Chum.